A reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 through 7. Brothers and sisters, faith is the realization of what is hoped for, an evidence of things not seen. Because of it, the ancients were well attested. By faith, we understand that the universe was ordered by the word of God, so that what is visible came into being through the invisible. By faith, Abel offered to God a sacrifice greater than Cain's. Through this, he was attested to be righteous, God bearing witness to his gifts, and through this, though dead, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was found no more because God had taken him. Before he was taken up, he was attested to have pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For anyone who approaches God must believe that God exists, and that God rewards those who seek God. By faith, Noah, warned about what was not yet seen, with reverence built an ark for the salvation of his household. Through this, he condemned the world and inherited the righteousness that comes through faith. The word of the Lord. Faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. The word faith, in one form or another, appears in the Hebrew and Christian scriptures between 350 and 450 times, depending on which Bible translation you use. It has various meanings depending upon the specific context in which it is used. Faith, as it is used in this passage from the letter to the Hebrews, is the Greek word pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S. It connotes a strong, deep-rooted, immovable, unshakable trust and confidence in God. I once heard a description of this kind of faith as being like super glue. One with this kind of faith adheres and clings to God so as to be inseparable no matter what. This is the faith that moved Abel, Enoch, and Noah to respond to God's call on their lives. It is this kind of faith that allowed Mary to respond, "Let it be done to me according to your word." This is the faith that unleashes divine power in our lives. Unshakable trust and confidence in God begins and grows in relationship. As Jesus taught, the tiny mustard seed of faith grows large as we open ourselves to God's presence in our hearts and as we receive and embrace God's unfailing and transforming love. Faith is the gift of God's Spirit at work in us. Faith is not an abstract religious intellectual idea or set of rules. Faith is our response to the God we know. The gift of faith becomes known as it manifests in the actions of our lives and in the choices we make. I leave you with this true story as an example of this profound superglue unshakable faith. During World War II, not only the Jews, but also other groups were persecuted by the Nazis, including homosexuals, disabled persons, and gypsies. The story is told of a gypsy family who was part of a traveling circus in Poland. During one of their acts, the teenage daughter would jump from a high wire with no net below, and her father would catch her. One morning, the father had gone out early, and the young girl was alone in the apartment building where they were staying. A stranger came to the door and said that he has a message from her father. The message was that the Nazis had come into the town and they had to escape. It was too dangerous for the father to return by daylight, but that night at 2 a.m, he would stand at the northwest corner of the apartment building. His daughter should jump, and he would be there to catch her so that they could escape. The young girl was confused. She didn't know the messenger. She wasn't sure these were the words of her father. She wasn't even sure which was the northwest corner of the building. But as the day went on, her father did not return, and she heard word that the Nazis had indeed come into the town. Having only the word of her father's promise, she went to what she thought was the northwest corner of the building at the time she had been told, and whispered into the darkness, "Father, are you there?" There was no answer. She jumped. And her father caught her. Amen.